Good afternoon. This is Mark Gold with Top 30 Ag Marketing, bringing you the closing Chicago Board of Trade grain comments for today, Monday, April 3rd. The grains closed mixed with May corn down 2¾ cents at 657¾, May wheat up a penny and a quarter at 693½, and May beans up 16½ cents at 1522. Deese corn actually closed higher at 567½. Old crop beans gained on new crop beans, as I would expect, but I expected old crop corn to gain on new crop. That didn't happen today. The May-December lost about 3¾ cents here. Bit of a surprise considering the report, considering the export inspections were pretty good on corn. They came in at 1.1 million metric tons. The beans were kind of lousy at 499. Wheat even worse at 168. But I was really surprised that old crop corn wouldn't have fared better out here. We all know about the Saudis and OPEC cutting back production by 1.16 million barrels a day. Again, this is voluntary on behalf of the OPEC nations. Now, are they going to pump more at these higher prices? Wouldn't be surprised. I don't think we've had one of these production cuts that hasn't been cheated on by the other OPEC nations, but some people think this is a little different with Saudi leading the charge out here. Crude oil closed up $4.75 a barrel at $80.42. It's about a little over a buck off the highs from last night. Dow Jones was strong all day. I really don't have any reason why. You know, I look at the crude oil being up, grain prices up. Anybody who thinks inflation is over, I think is missing the boat out here. Overall, looking at a bean chart out here on May beans, looks like we have a reasonable shot at right around 1550 to 1560 in that range. If we see that, my guess would be a week from tomorrow on that supply and demand reports. One has to believe that they are going to cut carryout significantly on the April report out here, which tells me that trader is going to be looking to buy the breaks in here. Beans, take a quick look at this chart real quick. Beans broke, about a dime off their highs out here, 10, 11 cents on the May contract. It was well supported on the break out here, as you would expect. The one surprise meal closed down here, $1.80 at $4.64.20, but the oil was strong with crude oil. It was up 119 ticks at $56.68. That was a good 70 off its highs, though. So a little bit of a mixed bag out here. Again, I'm really surprised old crop corn didn't act better than it did against new crop. But it's just one day. Little surprise that Kansas City wheat closed as low as it did. Minneapolis wound up closing down 4 cents. Kansas City down 2½ in the May, down a penny in September. Considering all the dryness that we have out in Oklahoma, Texas, Kansas, parts of Nebraska, that's a bit surprising out here. Well, maybe the bigger acres around are putting a little bit of jitters into the market. The funds are still heavily short wheat out here and really didn't come for too much here today. That's about it. If you have any questions, give me a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE.